And I am out next Friday as well. Just got all kinds of things going on. I have, I think, what am I? I have one of them is on the, not this Friday, but next Friday. I introduce stuff at the new Riverview genre for music. I also have a Blank Park Zoo Zoo Brew coming up that I will be at that you can come out and see me. I've got all kinds of things going on. We have then July, we have the big racing going down, the Indy racing going down at Newton and what'd we say? Florida Georgia Line and Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton and Tim McGraw. I can't remember if it's Tim McGraw or Kenny Chesney. Whichever one, I will get back to you on that. I can't remember. Sometimes I get Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney mixed up anyway. So I will figure that. I will figure that one out extremely fast. I apologize for that. What were we talking? Oh, so we were talking earlier. Oh, I want to do this too because I have to do a sponsor for this segment. The sponsor for this segment is going to be the iCubs. It is Father's Day weekend coming up. Kind of excited about that. I have the Father's Day foursome tournament at Copper Creek coming up this weekend. So extremely excited about that. But so today, Wednesday, they had a day game. Tomorrow night, Thursday, is Mug Club members get their first draft free on Thursday. You also can do the 6-4-3 happy hour. Takes place first hour, gates are open and lets you choose from 6 reduced price concession items for $3 each. Small popcorn, bag of peanuts, regular fountain soda, small domestic beer, malt cup, or box of candy. You can mix those. 6-4-3. 6-4-3 double play. And that is also a ticket fairway 2-for-1 night. Friday night, Storm Chasers. They're playing the Storm Chasers from Omaha again. It is Friday night fireworks. And it is Pride Night at the ball field as well. Saturday, Caitlin Clark and Replica Jersey Day. Join us at the ballpark, meet Caitlin Clark, and receive a replica Caitlin Clark jersey. It's going to be iCubs related. It's going to be pretty cool. And it is a social Saturday giveaways, games throughout the game on our social media must be present. Sunday, Father's Day, pre-catch on the field with your dad. You get to play catch 15 minutes after gate opens. Kids run the bases after the game. You bring 3 non-perishable food items to donate. And you get 1 general admission tickets, and kids club members can use their ticket and treat vouchers. It's also bike to the ballpark. You get 2 tickets if you bike to the ballpark. So there you go. That's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Randy Wehofer comes in. Usually comes in on Mondays or Tuesdays. Usually if he's not watching his daughter play softball and he doesn't have something going on in the stadium, he'll stay on here and talk baseball. For him and I could sit in here and talk baseball for hours. So we'll see what happens with that. So before I left you, we were talking about some of the things that a fear of, and it's fears that are the biggest obstacles to success. Everybody has their own successes, right? I think this was directed at athletes to be more successful. I could take it into my company and say that the same things. I think ego is either the lack of an ego or too much ego. I mean, there's a middle ground where you're having an ego is a bonus. I think fear. We all have this fear of failure. Some of the most successful people in the world are successful because they don't have a fear of failure. They have failed many times, but many successes have came out of those failures. Laziness is one. And that gets into that ties in some of the others too, right? Because if things aren't going your way, I'm like, well, if I work really hard, what's that going to do for me? Or, yeah, I could do this extra report and it would look really good. Nah, I'll do it tomorrow. Or I could get out, I can make 10 more sales calls today. Or I could go somewhere else. You know, that's kind of what they're looking at for laziness. The other is ignorance. The fact that you don't have the ability to want to learn new things. And what was said in here is once you can remove these roadblocks, and remember, to remove them, that means that you have to acknowledge them, you have to understand them, and then you can remove them. A lot of people have a lot of success when they do those things. I thought this was very interesting. Lewis Hamilton, who is a F1 driver, is fifth on the Sunday Times 2022 giving list for most charitable donations. He's donated almost 7% of his 2022 wealth. And I don't know how many of you know Lewis Hamilton, and I don't know how many of you understand how much money he's worth, but there's a lot of zeros is what he's worth. And he is a different cat. And it's kind of exciting that he is different. I cannot go without starting this segment as well and wishing Mark Rardin success, leaving Iowa Western after 20 years as their baseball coach to go coach at Western Kentucky. That's a big step. That's a huge step. But man, does he have some, he's got some clout. I'm telling you. So it'll be very interesting to see how well he can do, because I think he's going to be very, very, very successful. I had a really interesting thought today. I read Tim Tebow. He was talking with the head of Influencer, and he's been going around to different universities trying to help with name, image, and likeness. And I watched this interview, and it was, I don't know, 10 minutes. And he's like, I mean, he said the same things. If you believe in yourself and you're willing to put yourself out there and you're willing to work hard, name, image, and likeness, you'll succeed. But you have to want it. People aren't going to walk up to you and hand you money. They may do that for half of 1% of the athletes that are out there. Now, people that don't like the program or don't like some of the things that are happening, they're going to do that to everybody. No, they're not. Unless you buy in and you have an outlook, you have a personality, and you use it to go out and influence. That's why the name of the company is Influencer. It's tied to name, image, and likeness. In order to get name, image, and likeness money, you have to be able to go out and influence people. We can't do that by sitting on your butt not doing anything. So what Tim Tebow's been out there saying is, you know, if you want to do this, you need to start now and you need to get out there. What's the best ways? Go and give your time to a charity. Go work with underprivileged youth. Go work with youth in general. Go, if you're in a college town and they have a little league, guess what? They may not have umpires. They may not have coaches. Put your time in. That's the influence. And then you work from there. Then you're doing it here, and you have 10, 15, 20, 25 people go, man, look at this kid. Or look at this gal, Caitlin Clark coming. She's going to come down to Principal Park. They're going to give away jerseys. Randy, I want to come. I don't know if I can make it, but man, I want a jersey too. No. She's going to go down there. She's going to spend her time. She's going to sign every autograph that she can. She's going to take pictures. She's going to talk. She's going to do all of that. What's that doing? It's influencing those youth and adults who now are going to go, wow, look at her. Oh, she's at the University of Iowa. I like the University of Iowa. Oh, she plays on the women's basketball team. I haven't watched a lot of women's basketball. Start watching women's basketball. She's influencing. She works her tail off with Hy-Vee. Paige Becker's working her tail off for Crocs and Beats and all kinds of different things. Because these companies get it. Okay, if I have Caitlin Clark and she's drinking whatever, that's an influence. Other people are going to do that. Oh my gosh, Caitlin Clark is drinking that. I'm going to drink that. She wears a, maybe it's Under Armour, maybe it's Nike, maybe it's whatever. Right now, it's going to be an iCubs jersey. People are going to want an iCubs jersey. That's great marketing with the iCubs. It's a great job out of the iCub. It's a great job out of Caitlin. Hy-Vee is a no-brainer. It's the biggest grocery store in the Midwest. University of Iowa is in the Midwest. They want to draw people. A lot of the things that are going on out there in the world today is there's a lot of people out there that can't do the right thing or can't do a good thing or can't get ahead and can't do all that. So what do? They try to blow it up for everybody else. And we need to stop that. We need to make them people quit. Be the leader. Be the influencer. That's what I would tell kids in high school. You can't just sit on the sideline. You can't go, this is a typical thing. Two kids fighting, two kids yelling and screaming. Nobody goes near them. One time, if someone goes over, gets them apart, talks to them, maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But other people see that. And if you do it, they do it. And then if you two do it, four more do it. That is how you grow your sport too. Women's softball last year during the championships, let their frustrations be known. We didn't have great anything. We had a lot of people. I don't know how good concessions were. I don't know how nice facilities were. I don't know all that. And they didn't go out and just complain about it. They went out and explained it. At the NCAA tournament 2 years ago, the stuff that was at the women's things were nowhere near what was there for the men's things. So they went out and they talked about it and they made it happen. And this year, women's softball off the charts, TV numbers off the charts, attendance off the charts. Off the charts. Basketball in UNI, Ames, Drake, and Iowa. And Creighton. We'll take, because Creighton's close enough. Off the charts. Men's and women's. Off the charts. We're starving for sports. We want to see them. But we want to see good sports. And you saw that in women's basketball, men's basketball. You're going to have women's wrestling in this state. And it is going to be the hub of the entire country. If you've never seen Kevin Dresser or Doug Schwab or Tom and Terry Brands talk about their sport, go on YouTube and look and tell me, I don't know a dang thing about wrestling, but those four dudes right there excite the heck out of me to want to learn more about it and to watch. And when I watch, and my wife makes so much fun of me when I'm watching wrestling, because I am twisting and turning with them and looking like I'm going to fall over. That's what influencing is. So if you're a college athlete, you're a high school athlete, and you want to get ahead, influence something. I don't care if it's your math class, your homeroom, the baseball field, the soccer field, the basketball court, the football field. Influence somebody. If you're walking in to go to your game and get ready, and you have a grandpa and a grandma coming in, and they're struggling to get in there, influence them and see what happens. Be nice. That's what, it's not hard, folks. It's not hard for you to teach your kids. Be influencers. And it doesn't, you don't have to be the most talented to be the most influential. That's the amazing thing about this country. A guy gave up football. Starting safety for the Indianapolis Colts. So he can go out and influence people in a different way. Now see, if I'd have thrown, well, he's going out there to pursue the holy call that God has for my life, that might have turned some people off. Not me, but it might have. Change the word. Change it to influencer. He's going to go out and maybe he gets to influence youth. And he turns out 18 different strong safeties for the Indianapolis Colts. It's not a tough thing. It's a great thing. It's a great country if you influence the right way. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. I'll be right back.
Here's 1800 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a great day. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Got a new branch up in Ames. Beautiful building. Three locations in Omaha. Many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. That's a grabber, right? Commitment that you can count on. Grabs you. Well, here's how it grabs you. Because you go in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account, and then you get to see what it actually does for you. What they actually do for you. They can help you with your personal checking, your business checking, your mortgage. If you own a farm or farmland, if you're looking for retirement, they have wealth management. If you're looking for any other thing, they're there to help you. Because at the end, and when everything is done, and you've come in and you've done your business and you're walking out, guess what they want to know? They want to know that what they just did met with commitment that you can count on. Or how I like to say it, commitment you can bank on. If you, the customer, walks out of there and that's what they're thinking, they've done their job well. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay. 21 years ago, Kobe Bryant won his second title. Kobe Bryant left us way too soon. I did see today that the U.S. Open golf tournament that starts tomorrow, the purse increased $17.5 million this year. First place is $3.1 million. If the LIV and PGA fighting does anything, that's kind of what it's going to happen. It's going to make more money for golfers. So maybe it did its job. Here is the biggest stories. There's four of them that they consider to be the biggest stories. Can John Rahm go back to back? Can Rory be leading after 54 holes? Can Tony Finau finally win his first major? And can Phil Mickelson not only make the cut, but be in contention on Sunday afternoon? It depends on what kind of Phil Mickelson you get. Phil Mickelson and Psyche, on his run that he had when he won the PGA last year, he was in charge of his inner self. I think his inner self is all discombobulated right now, so I don't think you're going to see stuff like that happen. I mentioned this before for those of us who are very excited about getting to see the basketball game six, and if there's a game seven. Talking about Mr. Kobe Bryant. So 40-point games. He has the most 40-point games. He had 122 of them. You have two people that are tied with 115. LeBron James and Steph Curry. He had 25 50-point games. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Larry Bird had 22. And he had six 60-point games. Michael Jordan had five. And LeBron James had five. Kobe Bryant was different. You talk about an influencer now. Now, Kobe influenced on the floor more like Michael than Magic, definitely more like Michael than LeBron. LeBron is, he's not demonstrative on the court. I would consider LeBron to be pretty even keel. Kobe was not. If you were not playing well, he was in your face. I'm sad that it happened. I mean, it happened before that, but I was sad at the funeral that Shaq finally understood that he finally understood that he misunderstood Kobe. And it cost him a lot of years not enjoying Kobe. He changed that well before Kobe had passed. Kobe was a different cat on the basketball court. Off the basketball court, loving dad, loving, I mean, it was crazy. I remember what he said at the funeral. He said one time, some of the Lakers weren't happy because he wasn't passing the ball. And so Shaq said, I'll talk to him. Said, came up to Kobe and said, Kobe, a lot of the guys here, you know, you need to know there's no I in team. And Kobe goes, yeah, but there's an I in win. And that's what we're doing. That was Kobe, man. He was a different cat. Very much missed. I was kind of surprised on this too. Most touchdowns in the NFL since 2017. I kind of got Derrick Henry. I did not know that Alex Kamara has scored 68 touchdowns. That's a lot. That's 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. He didn't play in 22. So that's, I mean, he's averaging 15 touchdowns a year in that span. Todd Gurley and Derrick Henry, both at 63. Todd Gurley getting hurt, probably because of a little bit of overuse, was sad. Davante Adams, who's now with the Las Vegas Raiders, had 57. Melvin Gordon, a running back for the Broncos now, had 55. Tyreek Hill has 55. Aaron Jones with the Green Bay Packers has 53. That was surprising to me. Ezekiel Elliott has 52. Mike Evans, a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had 49. And Christian McCaffrey had 47. Okay, so today BetMGM, I told you, came out with their win totals. So to have a successful season in the NFL, you need to have a win total of 9. Because that means you were over 500. 17 games now, so you can't be 8-8 anymore. There's one team that is off the board. I don't think anybody has a hard time understanding which team would be off the board. It's the Cleveland Browns, because the NFL still is taking their sweet time and deciding what they're going to do with Deshaun. I think they're waiting to see if it gets better for him or worse for him. I think Deshaun Watson and his lawyer should have had the same thing. How about we see if it gets better or worse and we say nothing? I don't think they've done themselves a very good favor at any point in time. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 teams in the NFL that they think are going to have losing records, BetMGM. The one that I do not understand is Las Vegas. Now, I understand that you're in there with your Kansas City, you're the Broncos, the Chargers. It's going to be a tough schedule. I think Las Vegas has more talent than that. And with a new coaching staff, I think that's going to be a different team. So to have losing records in the NFL, Las Vegas, Miami, Minnesota, New England, New Orleans. I do not think New Orleans is going to have a losing record as well. The New York Giants, Pittsburgh, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Jacksonville, Carolina, the Jets, Seattle, Atlanta, Houston, Cleveland. Teams that will be over 500 will start with the 9.5s. The 9.5s, they have Philadelphia, Tennessee, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Arizona. The 10.5s are the Rams, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Broncos, and the Cowboys. And 11.5 is Buffalo and Tampa. I think they have Denver too high. I think they have Arizona too high. And then I think they have Tennessee too high too, but I get Tennessee also because it's who's in their division to give them some excess wins. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 AFC teams and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 NFC teams. It's going to be a pretty fun year, I do believe. It's really going to be interesting. Mika Fitzpatrick, who a lot of people think is one of the best all-pro safeties in the NFL, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got an extension worth over $18.4 million a year with $36 million guaranteed at signing. So the minute he writes his name on there, he's $36 million faster, stronger, richer. George Kittle is a little bit upset with the NFL going to 17 games because he said that they should have extended the season a week and given people two byes. Now, the NFL said it's a scheduling nightmare when you add in two byes. I'm not sure I know the complete answer to that, but we'll try to figure that out. But it's not going to happen for a while. The NFL today confirmed that the 2023 draft is going to be held in Kansas City. So I am telling you right now that Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott and friends will be live somewhere in Kansas City for that. Gotta go. It's that close. We gotta go. So they put out quarterback rankings today. The best quarterback in the NFL right now they consider to be Aaron Rodgers. The second best quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. The third is Tom Brady. And then you start splitting hairs. This one has Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. I don't know about Lamar Jackson, and I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. If he's healthy and they have weapons, he is so dangerous and could have put up numbers that a lot of these other quarterbacks don't have the ability to do. We'll see what happens there. I'm not a huge believer in Dak Prescott. I want to be, but I'm not. And I still have concerns about Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert because of their teams, not because of the players. Excuse me, not the quarterbacks themselves. It's the rest of the team that I'm concerned about. And I'm concerned a little bit with Josh Allen, you know, kind of taking a step back. And Justin Herbert's coach is going to have to coach better, too. I mean, he's a fun guy, but man. They have Deshaun Watson, number 11, Kyler Murray, 12, Derek Carr, 13, Kirk Cousins, 14, Ryan Tannehill, 15. Now, if you think that the league is 32, that means the 16th player, which is Matt Ryan in Indianapolis, that should be the upper echelon of quarterbacks. And I'm telling you, if the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the NFL includes Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins, that's why the NFL is not as good as it can be. They need some younger people to step up because, I'm sorry, it's not about yardage, it's not about touchdowns, it's not about completion percentage, which is the reasons that Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins get put in these places where they are. It's about winning close football games during the year to get you to that next level. When have they ever done it? Ryan Tannehill can win you a season game. What's he done in the playoffs? Kirk Cousins gets you to the cusp and you're going, man, we're three games ahead. We're going to be good. And then has four or five horrible games in a row and you don't make the playoffs. Deshaun Watson. Man, I listened today. You almost have to turn the radio off if you don't want to have an opinion. It's not good. The worst starting quarterback in the NFL is Sam Darnold with the Carolina Panthers, which may be the reason why Baker Mayfield may go there, because that might move him up, because Baker was at least number 26. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I've got one more segment left. I'll be right back.
Sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Please drive safely home. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins playing right now. And let me get you a skewer. They are up 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth. They're playing in Seattle. We have them on Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Diamondbacks. DeMoss is the choice for this segment. Helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. That means if you get injured, they want to get you back as quickly as they can to get you where you were before so you can get back out doing what you were doing. You can give them a call. You can make an appointment, see what the time waits are. You can go to demos.com and see online what wait times are in their office in Ankeny and in their office in West Des Moines. West Des Moines stays open late. Ankeny opens early and closes early. You can see what wait times are, and they're pretty accurate from what I hear from people. They will take care of you if you hurt your foot, your ankle, your hand, your upper extremity, your hip, your knee, your shoulder, your spine. Sports, if you just need sport med, if you got it, the aches and pains, they'll take a look. Urgent injury. If you broke something, you broke a finger, cracked your elbow, did something to your knee, they can help you do all of that. And what they want to do is they want to get you back to living through orthopedic care. Can't always get back to being a professional athlete if you weren't a professional athlete before you started, but they're going to get you back to the way you were and get you out there as quickly as possible. We want to thank them because of all the extra stuff they do, the help they do with high schools in the area and sports injuries, what they do for some of the junior colleges and the colleges in town through sports injuries and getting people back to their teams and ready to go. Demos, I want to thank them also for being a big part of this program. Okay, busy day. So here's the cool thing for me. So a bunch of us have watched the new Top Gun. We are watching Top Gun tonight at Nana's. And Tracy and Chad, my sister and brother-in-law, are bringing pasta over, which is awesome. And we're going to watch Top Gun tonight. So then some of us can go try to go again this weekend. We saw it in a normal theater. We want to try to see it in the IMAX because my kids say, Dad, you have to see it in IMAX. So we're going to try to make that happen sometime, maybe this weekend or in the near future as well. So thank you to Tracy and Chad, and thanks to Nana, DJ, because now DJ's running around the house going, man, there's people here. There's a lot of people here. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? I talked about Kobe. Talked about Tim Tebow. Bull Durham is 34 years old today. Man. It's almost as old as me. It's crazy that it was that long ago. Okay, so just to give you a general idea on my and Scott's and a whole bunch of people. I am in the 2022 best ball pool. We do it almost every week. I will call him Mitch. Mitch is the one that takes care of this and starts it and gets it going. It is, and how it means is a best ball. So you pick four golfers, you get tiers. Just to give you an idea, Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, they're in tier one. Dustin Johnson, Matt Fitzpatrick, Brooks Koepka, they're in tier two. Kevin Kisner, Harold Varner, Taylor Gooch, Patrick Reed, Tommy Fleetwood, they're in three. And then a whole bunch of people that you've never heard of are in tier four. You are graded. You have each of your four players are there, and throughout their 18 holes, you mark down their score. And the lowest score that you have in each hole from each of your golfers, you are either plus or minus or even. And then you add up your scores at the end of the day. It's exciting. It's different. It's fun. So yesterday, I gave Scott first pick. He took Rory McIlroy. He took Max Homa. He took Kevin Kintzner. And he took Richard Bland. I took Colin Morikawa, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Justin Rose, and Stuart Sink. Just wanted to give you. So the idea is, you got two things that need to help. I was tied in the money last week, but I only had three golfers on Saturday and Sunday. Let's see here. Rules, everything serious. Okay, so good things at the hospital, so I'm happy about that. One of the things you have to realize about being in this pool is that you need people to make the weekend. And you also need to, because it's a major, you have to try to pick people in these tiers that not everybody else is going to pick. So I have some different ones, and I will tell you the rest of my. I have Patrick Cantlay, Shane Lowry, Adam Scott, and Riley Davis. I have Tony Finau, Corey Connors, Seamus Power, and Mackenzie Hughes. I have Sam Burns, Sung J M, Mito Pereira, and Eric Van Ruin. I'm trying to go a different route because I try to do that every week, and I missed on it last week. If I'd have had if and my last golfer missed by a shot getting into the weekend, if I'd have had him for the weekend, then I would have been up in the money. So it's fun. It gives you different reasons to look at. It gives you different reasons to watch other golf tournaments. I mean, it's a U.S. Open. I'm going to watch it as much as I can. The Royal Canadian Open, which was last weekend, I watched bits and pieces of it, but I kept watch on. I set these guys into my golf channel as these are my guys, and it just keeps shooting me what they're shooting. So it sends me updates. So yes, I'm a big golf geek, but it's fun. It really is. Tomorrow we have Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. B Styles will definitely be coming in. I am going to contact John Schaefer tonight to see if John Schaefer will come in tomorrow. I got a couple of others that I have out there that to see if they can make it in as well. So and that will be our that's kind of our Friday tomorrow because we have an outing on Friday. And I have some different. I have an outing next Thursday. I mean, it just and I said before that I have Renaissance on Riverview. I have on June 24th. I have Zoo Brew on June 29th. I get to be a part of a crew on Tuesday, July 19th, from 1 to 3, we are going to be tasting new fair foods. I'm really excited about that. I don't know if there's a bigger fair fan out there than me. I mean, there might be somebody, but they'd have to be pretty out there. So we'll see how that goes as well. Some of the bigger stories that happened this week, just so we can get caught up. Iowa State. Getting J.J. Cole, K.I. Black, Carson Rhodes, Jameis Patton, their in-state recruiting for next year is off to a great start. There is now 80 days until maybe 82 days until the NFL starts, which is kind of cool. You have. I'm assuming, and I hate to do that. I don't want to assume, but I thought the NBA game was on Thursday, and it is. So game six is on Thursday. Right now, the Boston Celtics are a 4-point favorite going into that game. You know, that is going to be a game of runs. So Boston's going to have a crowd, and Boston's going to be angry, and probably have a big first quarter. And can Golden State hold and keep it close, and then use their experience because they are very experienced in this to see if they can win or if they're going to have to go home to win? I would rather if I'm Golden State, I want to win right now. We saw earlier this week as well, really quick, the new Big 12, the schedules are going to come out. So they're going to have, you're going to play eight teams twice and four teams once. You get a home and away on so many. That the actual schedule is going to be out here for 2023 when they add all those people coming in. I want to thank you for coming in. I enjoy doing this. I hope you enjoy listening. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be safe, get home, watch some hockey. Finals.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.